It's been a long year for State Superintendent Cindy Hill. After legislators determined that she was undermining some of their education reform efforts, they voted to take away her ability to run the State Department of Education and assigned her to less essential tasks. Later, a report suggested mistreatment of employees, possible misuse of the state aircraft, and misuse of Department of Education money. That last piece is being investigated by a legislative committee who is trying to determine if impeachment charges should be brought against Hill. For those who think Hill was incompetent, recent test scores show that students actually improved during her time running the Department of Education. Hill says her problem started when she objected to some federal initiatives.
Before I was elected, there was a race to the top application by the Wyoming Department of Education. And in that application, the Common Core, the National Assessment, the longitudinal data systems, so that blueprint was all laid out. Before I walked through the door, these things were on a train, if you will. That train was rocking and rolling. And I stepped in, and elected by the people of Wyoming, I said our standards should be Wyoming standards. And I feel still struggling about that. And I think that our assessment should come from Wyoming. It should represent our values. And this federalizing of education is very clear. It was happening before I came through the door. And those things were, I would say, on pause and interrupted as I came through the door. You know, one of the things I talked to Senator Enzi about when I first came through the door and when I first was sworn in, there was this waiver, which everyone thinks waiver sounds good, but what it was is waiver from No Child Left Behind, which actually had more federal requirements than No Child Left Behind. And I said, so I'm not applying, Senator, and he thought I was doing the right thing. I learned that there was a great deal of pressure not only for me to apply for it, but there was a great deal of anger when I didn't.
So your opposition to that got you crosswise, you think, with legislators and others?
Oh, absolutely. I think the people of Wyoming, and I'm not cross-eyed with the people of Wyoming. I'm doing exactly what they elected me to do.
State Superintendent Cindy Hill visiting with us. So right now where we're at is you've got a special legislative committee investigating you and some of the work that you did as superintendent when you were within the department. There have been some accusations. One of those is misspent money. It's been portrayed that, you know, when I think people read that charge, they thought you maybe have done something wrong with federal and state money. What's your position on that?
Well, I've heard Representative Love now say again and again there are well-documented allegations. I have sent him no less than five. I think it's more than five requests for those well-documented allegations. And there's not been any substance. I have not received one document, not one. So the due process that he spoke of, the transparency that the people deserve, it just hasn't been there. It has not been there. And it's been a huge disappointment because, like so many, I think we should trust our legislatures, And yet there's been a secretly held meetings, investigation after investigation, and still here we are wondering what specifically is. You know, is it that they're saying I misused? If someone would tell me what I specifically misused, it would be very helpful. And so we've been through the McPherson report or McPherson investigation and others, and yet we have nothing.
Do you think you're going to get impeached?
No.
Because they don't have the evidence? Would that be your opinion?
Well, actually, you don't have to have evidence to impeach. That's the, you know, when I sat before the investigative committee, I said, I'd rather have a prosecutor. I know what the facts are. I feel very confident. But when I looked at the committee, I said to Representative Kermit Brown, you might as well take the vote right now. Perhaps you have it. You could impeach me right now. You don't have to have any evidence. It's all political. They know it's political. I know it's political. I step in front of the federalizing of education train, and I'd step in front of it again. I think that's what people elected me to do, do what was best for our kids, and that was focus on instruction and what really matters and making certain that the resources get to them. But instead, we're in this political, I don't know, this political game, if you will. I don't play games. I'm pretty straightforward. I'm honest. I'm going to tell you what's going on. And they could impeach me, but I don't believe that they will. I don't think the people will tolerate it.
How do you think this is going to end up? I mean, obviously, there's been bad feelings, all around, and you've become a lightning rod for a lot of people. How does this end up, do you think?
Well, I don't see myself as a lightning rod. I see myself as someone who is standing up for the truth. And I think that a lot of times people haven't heard the truth. So I think once I'm on the other side of this, I'll be in a gubernatorial campaign, and you're going to hear more truth. We'll need to know about it.
What is the truth that we're all missing, do you think?
I think that we're a very wealthy state, and that some people have felt like they are entitled to direct the money where maybe the people would not have agreed it to have been directed. Some people have benefited by the wealth of this state. That's how you get a $4 million footnote to a bill for a senator's client. And that's how you get a field house in Casper for a legislator who happens to be a coach, and his team will be in that field house practicing. But no other district in this state will have a field house. How do those things work? Those are just a few. I could list many more. But what I've said to every legislator I've spoken with, I'm going the distance. I haven't misused any funds. In fact, my team referred it over $1 million to the people of Wyoming, returned it to the people of Wyoming from the Department of Education in the 2 years I was there. And I haven't broken a law or a policy, no violation of any policy. So I'm looking forward to having an opportunity when it is fair for me to speak. I haven't been given that opportunity. The meetings have been, again, secret, in private. There's been no due process, even though it was promised. And I think the people deserve and will actually demand to know what's going on.
Superintendent Cindy Hill, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob.